Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们, 早安。
We do. You saw the announcement. You heard the announcement. Our vacation Bible school is coming up in just, what is it, one week?
我们刚刚听到关于儿童暑期圣经学校 VBS 的报告，在一个礼拜之后就要开始了。And
boy, our church, our brothers and sisters, we really get busy during that time, don't we?
教会里面的弟兄姐妹们在这段时间真的就是非常的忙碌。
And we're doing a lot of phone calls, inviting, trying to invite a lot of our friends and family, the community to come to our church.
许多同工忙着在打电话邀请人发电邮。
But I just want to encourage brothers and sisters.
那我要鼓励弟兄姐妹。
You know, just like we had last night, we had an all church, just gathering of prayer and singing.
就像昨天晚上一样，我们在教会里面呢，有同工们啊，弟兄姐妹们在一起，我们有祷告，我们有唱诗赞美。
And several people in our Sunday school this morning just shared how being here last night was like a little taste of heaven.
那有今天早上在主日学的时候，有些弟兄姐妹们分享说，昨天晚上的聚会感觉上好像就是啊，尝到了一些我们要在天堂的时候会是怎么样的一个生活的一个感受。
When you're around brothers and sisters in Christ,
当你跟主内的弟兄姐妹们在一起的时候,
and you're serving,
然后你们一起服侍,
you're serving the same God together,
我们服侍的是同样一位主,
you're singing together,
我们在一起唱诗,
you're worshiping Him,
我们在神的面前一起敬拜,
you're praying together,
我们一起祷告,
there's a sweetness to that.
我们就会觉得很甜美,
and it gives us strength from God.
那我们就在这样的一个经历里面，我们就从神那边得了力量。
And so I think one of the most beautiful things is after a whole week, from months of preparation through the whole week of Vacation Bible School, towards the end of the week, no matter how much we are getting busy and serving all of these families and friends that have come here,
在经过了几个月的忙碌和预备之后， 然后呢，VBS那一周大家非常的疲劳。可是，在那一周之后，当我们弟兄姐妹们再次的聚集在一起的时候，
we see that there's like this joy, there's like this supernatural strength and joy and peace that has come from God.
我们的经历告诉我们说，我们呢都是从神那边得的力量，不但是力量，而且我们心里面的喜乐就涌流出来，而且我们知道这是从神那边来的，从天而来的喜乐。
So this helps us to grow in our faith.
那这样的一个经历就让我们在信心的成长上面就得到了帮助。
So let's continue to commit ourselves. Shall we all continue to pray for Vacation Bible School?
所以我们继续来提醒自己，我们不断的来为VBS祷告，好吗？
Well, this morning I feel so happy.
今天早上我非常的高兴。
Because Pastor James is translating for me.
因为今天范长老帮我翻译。
I feel very special.
我今天觉得很特别。
And I almost got so excited.
我兴奋到一个程度。
That I had to pray.
我在神面前我祷告。
And I said, God, why am I so excited? Am I so excited because He's going to translate for me? Or am I excited just to give your word?
我说神啊, 我在你的面前为着今天早上的证道这么兴奋是因为 范长老要帮我翻译，还是因为我要讲你的话？
And God reminded me, you know, both. It's okay. It's good.
那神跟我的回应说，你两为两件事情兴奋都可以。
We get to be brothers and friends and pastors serving side by side.
那神带领我们，让我们可以彼此做朋友，然后呢一起服侍，然后现在一起在教会里面带领。
And we've left our jobs together.
那我们一起让我们的这个 这个工作放下来。
So it's an honor for me to have my brother translate and serve next to me today.
所以能够帮我的弟兄做翻译是我很感恩的一件事情。
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. You can leave me hanging. Well, I wanted to ask you something this morning.
我想问你们各位一件事。
I feel that sometimes, you know, when we read or we hear something from the Word of God,
当我们在读神的话的时候，然后呢，我们看见了什么，或者我们觉得学到了什么。
Have you ever felt this before, that you're like, wow, that is a really amazing bit from God's Word?
你有没有曾经有这样的经历，就是你读完了以后就觉得说，哇，这句话，神的话真的是很奇妙。
Or you heard it preached.
或者你听到了一篇讲道
And you're like, that was so inspiring, that was so encouraging.
哇你说这篇道真的是很激励我就讲到我的 心里面去了
You're even convicted.
然后你就觉得神感动感动你
but the more that you think and you realize your life,
可是当你再更深一层的去回想它或想到你自己的生活的时候
You think, you know, I don't think I could do that.
然后呢你就下了一个结论就是说可是我做不到。
I think that's like another level of faith.
我想这个可能是这个属灵的程度 要更进一步的时候才能够学到。
I think that's more for like super Christians.
我想可能神的这些话呢是给所谓的超信徒做的。
Anyone ever felt that before?
你们有没有这种感受呢
?I know I have.
我知道我曾经有过。
How you think...When I see someone in Scripture live out their faith, how do they do that?
我在圣经里面看到这些所谓信心伟人的生活的见证的时候，我就说，怎么可能有人用这样的信心过生活呢？
That really is a powerful Scripture.
啊，这段经文真的是太带着力量了。
But boy, that just feels like that's so far away. That's another level of faith.
可是对我的现实生活里面来说，离得太远了。我想这个是另外一种层次的，另一种阶段的信心吧。
Maybe the Bible really is not, God's not asking me to be like that.
我想圣经或者是神，他不会要求我要做到这个阶段。
And then we sort of relegate God's word to like a fable or just like a story with like a moral undertone to it.
所以可能呢我们就会对神的话这个时候就会下了一个评论就是说也许呢这里面就是一个代表有一个预言性的、啊、教导只是说让我做一个参考而已。
You ever felt that way before?
你有没有这样感觉过呢？
I'd like to ask that you grab your Bibles and turn with me,、or your phones if you want, to 1 Thessalonians.
可不可以请各位、与我一同将你的圣经翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
I always think it's great if you actually bring along with yourself the paper Bible.
当然我们今天很多人圣经是在手机上面也无所谓但是我个人呢是比较喜欢手上拿着这一本。是圣经。
You get familiar with where the scripture is and where the books are in the Bible.
因为你可以开始对圣经里面的这那几卷书啊，还有圣经的这个经句啊，在哪里，你就开始越来越熟悉它。
And so if you don't have a Bible or if you don't have it on your phone, feel free to grab one in the、pew in front of you and、feel free. I don't know if we can do this, but I like to offer it to you for free. I think that's okay, right? Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay.
如果你们、自己没有带圣经的话我们的这个座位前面有圣经你们欢迎你们来用如果你们想要的话你们可以把这个圣经带回家
Yeah. So turn your Bibles because we are on our last two sermons we're on our last two sermons in our 1 Thessalonians series
我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书的这一系列的讲道只剩两堂了
And what do youRemember, as we get to the end of 1 Thessalonians, what do you remember about this church?
那我们现在已经在帖撒罗尼迦前书已经快讲完的时候当我们回想到在帖撒罗尼迦的教会的这群信徒的时候你们还记得、他们的人是怎么样的人吗、
right. Who was Paul writing to?
保罗写这封信的对象是谁
He was writing to a group of what? Of newer believers.
他写信的对象是一群信徒但是他们是怎么样呢是初信的信徒
They were probably only believers for about 6 months、
他们可能才刚信主六个月左右
How many of you have just came to Christ within the last year or so?
有多少人在我们当中你们是差不多在过去一年里面的时间才认识主呢
For sure, we've seen about you know, close to a dozen people baptized in the last year or so These are all believerskind of similar to this church that Paul's writing to.
我们知道在过去一年当中我们教会有好多个浸礼许多的弟兄姐妹们也才刚刚信主受洗。我想当时在帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们就是这样的一个情景。
And I wonder,
我会想
how do they respond when they encounter something in the Word of God?
当他们在看见神的话的时候他们对神的话的反应是怎么样呢
How do they respond when Paul was preaching the word of God to them?
当保罗将神的话传给他们的时候，我常常在想他们的反应和心态是怎么样。
When they hear about a man or woman in the Old Testament times, and it's such a powerful example to them, how do they respond to that?
当他们在旧约的圣经里面看到这些信心的伟人，不论是弟兄或是姐妹，他们的领受是怎么样呢？
I wonder if they responded maybe sometimes the way we might.
我会想他们的反应是不是就跟我们一样呢？
I wouldn't be surprised if they also were really convicted and amazed, but wondered how can I live like that?
我只能相信他们当中，我想也是像我们一样，听到了这些故事，然后看见了神的话，会觉得说这真是很有力量的一段话语，神的这个智慧，可是我是做不到的。
And when they hear about the faith, the life, the trust of some of theseOld Testament characters.
那当他们看到这些旧约圣经里面这些有信心的伟人，他们里面讲到他们对神的信心，讲到他们的生活的行为的时候
，right? You know, think about Joseph.
你想想看，约瑟。
Think about Daniel.
但以理。
A few weeks ago, the retreat Nehemiah.
啊，几周前我们在退休会的时候听到尼希米。
Or when they heard a teaching from the Word of God to tell them how to live out their faith or to turn and repent of their sins.
或者当他们在听到的时候听见神的话说我们的信心是要活出来是要有行为的或者说我们要怎么样从我们的罪恶当中我们要回转过去。
I'm sure they were encouraged.
我相信他们心里面得到激励。
I'm sure sometimes they were convicted.
我相信甚至他们心里面他们觉得有很重的很大的反应。
Maybe even inspired to live a life like that.
甚至他们可能就要定下一个心意觉得说我要展望未来我要改变。
But after that, the reality of life kind of sets in.
可是呢慢慢慢慢的还是要面对现实生活啊。
And I wonder if that once very loud voice of conviction of God's word
所以会不会对他们来说当时是这么有强而有力的这样的一个信息
After they let reality set in, maybe it becomes a quiet voice that you almost don't hear anymore.
但是日复一日的面对我们现实的生活是不是当时的那个强而有力的声音就变得越来越微弱越来越微小了呢
A smaller and smaller voice that becomes easier and easier to ignore.
因为这个声音越变得越来越微小越来越微弱到一个地步很容易的就能够忽略它了。
Does that happen to you or is it just me?
你们有这样的经验吗还是只有我有这样的经验
Because I'm sure if you have, you've noticed just as I do.
如果你们也有这样的经验的话我想你们就会跟我一样了解。
That when this happens,My spiritual life or my spiritual growth it really begins to slow down.
当我处于这样子一个情况当中呢，我想我能够了解，就是我的属灵的生命是走在一个偏离的道路了。
I stop growing closer to God.
因为我不在神的面前成长了。
So then I ask myself, what must I do?To not be like that.
所以我就会想要问，我要怎么样才能够才能够改变呢？才能够不会像这个样子继续下去呢
？How am I to continue in my faith?
我要怎么样才能继续在我的信心上面向前行呢
？How am I to maintain my spiritual growth?
我要怎么样才能持续不断的在属灵的生命上面成长呢？
You know, in these short verses in chapter 5,
在今天我们看的这几节很短的经文里面
I believe that we can learn how to continue to grow in our faith.
我相信我们能够学习到我们要怎么样能够继续在我们的信心上面成长。
In this section, Paul actually gives the answer to how do you maintain a life of spiritual growth.
因为在这几节当中保罗他就告诉我们怎么样能够维持我们的属灵的信心
And he gives like almost in staccato form like several different imperatives.
他在这一段当中他就一句一句的好像就是打桩一样的把这些重点讲给我们听。
But I think the best way to understand it is we're going to focus on two of the main points we see.
那在他这一系列的激励里面我们今天特别要看两方面。
So why don't we go ahead and just ask God to help us, shall we?
我们先到神的面前，我们求神他亲自的来教导我们。
Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
for whatever reason you have brought us here today,
不论你是为了什么原因今天把我们带到此地,
for those of us who are in Christ Jesus,
在我们当中我们有属于主耶稣基督的人,
Lord, we know that the spiritual life is really not always that easy to maintain.
主，我们知道我们属灵生命的维持不是这么的容易。
Sometimes we really are moved by your words, O God.
有的时候我们心情是因为听了你的话也是何等的激动。
And we feel like you've spoken to us almost so loudly and so clearly, it just hits our heart.
那有的时候我们觉得你的声音是这么的实在，而且是这么的有力，而且是深入我们的心中。
And yet if we confess, we know that sometimes as days goes on, we learn how to ignore it and that voice becomes smaller and smaller.
但是如果我们在你的面前我们凭良心讲的话，我们实在是说我们发现我们自己对你话语的回应常常是这个日复一日慢慢时间过久之后我们就去忽略它了。
And our spiritual life begins to plateau.
也是我们的灵命就不能再向前迈进。
Father, would you show us through your word today how to maintain our spiritual growth.
主，求主你借着你自己的话语，今天让我们能够看见、明白怎么样子来维护我们的信心的成长。
We pray that Lord, you, your Spirit would be our teacher and our guide.
我们求你的圣灵亲自的成为我们的教导、教师。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I think the first thing that we see in this text of how to keep growing in your faith.
我想我们在这段经文里面，我们要看怎么样子使我们的灵面不会受到阻碍。
How to continue to grow in your faith is very clear, and it's right in verse 19, is do not quench the Holy Spirit.
我们要怎么样使我们的信心，使我们的灵命可以不断的成长呢？这在第十九节很明白的就跟我们讲的清清楚楚，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
If you want to grow in your faith, do not quench the Holy Spirit.
如果你要在信心灵命上面成长的话，你就不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So that's our first point this morning. If you want to write that down.
所以这是我们今天信息里面的第一点，你可以把它写下来。
If you want to grow in your faith, do not quench the Holy Spirit.
如果你要在你的信心灵命上面成长，那就不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Or if you want to reverse that statement,
或者我们可以把这句话呢从另外一个方面来看。
How would you reverse it?
我们要怎么样把它从反面上面来看呢？
The surest way to stunt your faith,
如果你要遏制你的属灵生命的成长，
Or the surest way to stunt your spiritual growth,
那你要找一个最有效的遏制你灵命成长的方式。
Then feel free to quench the spirit as often as you like.
那你就努力的去消灭圣灵的感动。
That's what it says in verse 19.
这是十九节里面所说的。
Do not quench the spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
You see, Paul wanted each of the churches that he planted to know something very important.
保罗当他跟他所建立的这许许多多的教会在分享的时候，他有一个很重要的信息。
He wanted every Christian to know for certain.
他要每一个信徒都能够准确的认识这一点。
That every person who puts their faith and trust in Christ Jesus receives the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
那就是当一个人将他们的信心将他们的生命交给主的时候，他们要知道他们是有圣灵的内住。
Do you know that?
你了解这一点吗？
Do you know that every believer who puts their faith in Jesus Christ receives the indwelling of God Himself?
你有这样的一个认识吗？就是当一个信徒来认识了主耶稣基督，有了主的生命的时候，你就是有那圣灵的内住。
The Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵就是神。
We see that all the way back in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, even in the first two verses.
我们如果看圣经，我们回到最起初的时候，就是创世纪甚至第一章。
First two verses, right? 第一章第二节 the Holy Spirit was involved in creation.
我们看见在一节二节里面讲到创造的时候，我们就看见圣灵就已经在做工了。
And the more we read in the Old Testament, we see that the Holy Spirit would come upon people to empower them.
然后不论是在旧约圣经、新约圣经里面，我们会看见就是当神要使用人的时候，我们就看见圣灵就降临在这个人的身上。
Anytime God wanted to use a person, the Holy Spirit would indwell that person, empower them, give them abilities to accomplish His work.
我们看见神将圣灵赐给他要做他事工的仆人，而圣灵的能力就与这个人同在，使他能够做神的事情，他能够得着力量，能够将神的事工能够做得完全。
Can you believe that?
你相信这一点吗?
That God would actually come and indwell a person to use them.
就是神能够借着他的圣灵，借着他的灵，能够进入到一个人的心中。
But in those days,
可是在过去的时候,
just as the Holy Spirit would come and indwell a person,
在旧约时代，圣灵可以住到一个人的生命里面。
The Holy Spirit would also depart from people.
可是圣灵同样的会离开那个人。
Do you see that? The Holy Spirit could come in and then depart.
所以那个时候呢，神的灵可以去内住或注入一个人的生命里面，可是同样圣灵会离开这个人。
If you remember, King David was anointed, and when he was anointed king, the Holy Spirit came and dwelt in him.
如果你记得大卫王的故事的话，当他被按立，当他被高而成为以色列的王的时候，圣经上告诉我们说，圣灵就进入了他的生命。
And yet, when David sinned,
可是当大卫犯罪的时候
，and David knew that he had done wrong,
他知道他在神的面前他错了。
He wrote in one of the Psalms, Psalm 51.
他写了一个诗篇，诗篇第五十一篇。
You remember this? He wrote to God.Please cast me not away from your presence.
他怎么跟神说？他在诗篇里面他说：“求你的灵不要离弃我。”
And do not let your spirit depart from me.
他说：“求你的圣灵不要远离我。”
He was begging that.
这是他在神面前的一个哀求。
Because he now knew what it was like to have the Holy Spirit indwell in him.
因为他已经经历过圣灵的内住。
And he saw that God, the Holy Spirit, would depart from people.
但是他也知道圣灵是可以离开一个人的。
So when he sinned, he prayed and begged to God, God, please do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
所以当他在神的面前哀求的时候，他说，神啊，求你不要将你的灵从我的生命当中。
So by the time we get to the prophets,
所以当我们在看到先知书的时候，
the people of God have seen and experienced the Holy Spirit.Come and dwell in people and depart.
这个人就看见神的灵是怎么样的与一个人同在，但是神的灵是怎么样子会离开一个人。
But a few of the prophets, they see something in the future.
但是呢，有些先知，神让他们能够看见未来还没有发生，但是却会发生的事情。
They see that God's going to bring a new covenant one day.
他们看见神会赐给人类一个新的约定。
That there's going to be a new covenant, and part of this new covenant that's brought by the Messiah.
而神所赐的这个所谓的新约是要经过神的弥赛亚而来降临到世。
They don't understand it, but they know that somehow the Spirit is going to come upon all of God's children.
所以他们就看见那个意思就是神的拯救会降临到全世界的人类，这也代表着圣灵会降临在所有的世人身上。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象这一点吗？
A time where the Holy Spirit comes and leaves people?
曾经在人类的历史当中，有一段时期，圣灵是可以进到一个人的生命里，但是他却也会离开。
That wherever you see the Holy Spirit's power, you know God is there.
那你看见一个人，他有圣灵的同在，你就知道神与这个人同在。
That people even like David would fear the day when the Spirit leaves him.
可是大卫心里面却有这样的一个恐惧感，就是我知道神的灵跟我在一起是怎么样，可是有一天也许圣灵会离开我。
And yet these prophets see a day that's coming.
但是呢，先知他们却看见有一天
there's going to be a day when the Spirit comes on all people of God.
有一天圣灵会降临到所有属于人的属于神的人身上。
And the Spirit would not leave them?
而圣灵不会离弃他们。
How is that going to work?
这是怎么样的一个情形啊?
We see this in Ezekiel chapter 36. I think we have it here if you want to turn your Bibles to it.
我们可以在以西结书第三十六章里面看到。
Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27.
以西结书三十六章二十六二十七节
It says, I will give you, the Lord says, a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And then listen to this. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep all my laws. You see that?
神借着先知以西结说我要赐给你们一个新的心将新的灵放在你们里面又从你们的肉体当中除掉实心赐给你们肉心那我必将我的灵放在你们的里面使你们能够顺从我的律例谨守遵行我的典章
And also I remember in Joel chapter 2
那我也记得在约珥书第二章里面
Verse 28 and 29
Basically
it says, and it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. You see that in 28. And then later on in 29, it says, and even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirits on every male and female servant.
在约珥书第二章二十八、二十九节，我们看见神说：“我要将我的灵浇灌在凡有血气的人。”然后呢，二十九节他说：“我要将我的灵浇灌在我的仆人和我的使女。”所以，我们看见不论是男的是女的，事实上是只要是有生命的人，他神都说：“我要将我的灵浇灌在他们身上。”
Can you see that these prophets? They already know what it's like to have the Holy Spirit.
你看这个先知。他们了解有圣灵是什么意思。
And then they see this picture from God that one day we're all going to have the Holy Spirit.
那先知们看见有一天我们都将会能够拥有圣灵。
And that is part of the gift of what we call today the new covenant in Christ Jesus in His blood.
而圣灵与我们的同在或者说圣灵的内住是在所谓神跟人之间新的约定或新约时代我们所能够经历的。
They...saw this and they knew they didn't understand it but they could imagine how good it's going to be
作为先知他们很清楚地看见这是会发生的事情虽然他们也许不了解会怎么发生但是他们知道这将是成为事实的
and you know what brothers and sisters we're in that day today
弟兄姐妹你们知道吗我们今天就已经在那个他先知所看见的那一段时期了
and for all who have Christ in Ephesians Paul saysYou have been given the promised Holy Spirit from God. It is a seal. It is a seal that you belong to God.
在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，今天我们属于神的人，我们所领受的就是那神所应许的圣灵。这个圣灵是我们属神的人的一个印记。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 9,
在罗马书第八章
Romans 8 is a Holy Spirit, like a total Holy Spirit chapter.
罗马书第八章讲到的就是关于圣灵的事。
And it says in the second part of verse 9, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ.
罗马书第八章第九节说，如果神的灵，就是圣灵，不住在你们的心里，你们就不属于基督了。
If you don't have the Spirit, you are not a Christian, period.
如果你没有圣灵的话，你没有基督的灵，你事实上你就不可能成为一个基督徒。
If you are a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，如果你真的是在基督里面有生命，你是一个真的基督徒，那圣灵就已经在你的里面。
Do you know how good it is to have the Spirit of God?
你知道能够有神的灵在你的心中，这是什么多么美好的吗
？You see the prophets, they saw that day and they knew how good the Spirit was and they were almost like wondering and longing. Wow, that's going to be a powerful day.
先知他们看见未来的时候，他们就非常的向往。他们说会有这样的一天，神的灵会降临在我们人的当中。
And we are in that day today. Do you know how good it's supposed to be?
我们今天就是活在这个时代了，你知道这是多么美好的吗？
It should be so amazing that God himself indwells in his people.
这是非常非常奇妙的一件事情，是不是？神的灵竟然能够住在一个人的生命里面。
We feel so unworthy of that. You should feel unworthy of that.
我们会觉得，我们也应该觉得我们是不配的。
That we are now a temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在我们的这个人既然是成为圣灵的一个殿。
Isn't that so good, brothers and sisters?
这是不是很好的？
Amen.
弟兄姐妹， Amen.
So what...Does the Spirit do? One of the main reasons of why the Spirit comes to us is to empower us.
那圣灵它的工作是什么呢？圣灵其中一个工作就是它赐给我们能力。
Right, we saw that over and over again in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约圣经里面，这个是我们看到许许多多的例子。
Right, we saw him giving leaders like Joshua special leadership abilities.
我们看见神赐给人，譬如说约书亚。他因为是一个领袖，所以圣灵就让他能够有一个好的领导的才能。
He empowered the judges.
那圣灵他能够感动这些士师们。
Like Gideon and Samson to do his work.
像基甸，像参孙，因为有圣灵的同在，使他们能够做神要他们所做的事情。
He empowered David when he was king to do his work.
圣灵赐给大卫力量，让他作为王的时候能够有做王的身，不但是身份地位，并且有做王的一个才能治理。
And even Jesus said to those of his followers who will do his work, he said, before, at the end of Luke, before you go out, don't leave the city, before you go out and do all the work, you need to wait here for the power of the Spirit.
甚至主耶稣自己在路加福音的末后的这一段记载的地方，我们看见耶稣跟他的门徒说，在你们离开耶路撒冷城，在你们离开这个城去做我要你们做的工作之前，你们要在这边等候。等候什么呢？就是等候圣灵的降临。
He said, stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
他说你们要留在这个城市里面， 直到你们被从天上而来的力量能够加添到你们的身上。
He empowers our life.
所以圣灵他是在我们的生活当中赐予我们力量的。
He fuels our spiritual growth.
他是那我们属灵生命成长的一个能源。
We are saved to actually do his work, and now the Spirit is our fuel to do that.
我们被神拯救，为的就是要我们能够做神要我们做的工作，而圣灵就是我们去做那个工作的能量的来源。
He fuels our spiritual growth.
他赐给我们人能力，让我们能够在属灵的生命上面能够成长。
Then why is it that we get stuck so often?
那如果这是事实的话，那为什么我们自己来衡量我们属灵生命的时候，却看见我们自己常常是受到阻碍的呢？是不能不长进的呢？
Why is it that our spiritual growth is just we're not growing?
我们看见我们没有在增长。
You could be a follower of God for 6 months, or you could be a follower of God. You've been in the church for like decades.
可能你信主六个月，可能你信主几年，甚至也许你信主几十年了。
Even like these new believers in Thessalonica, like 6 months.
你看这个在帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，他们也许信主才不过几个月而已。
Yet for some of you, you're just not moving forward in your faith.
可是对我们当中的有些人来说，我们好像信心永远就是这样驻足不前。
And we're here.
我们在这儿。
We're around the family of believers.
我们在教会里面，我们跟这个属灵家庭的弟兄姐妹们常常在一起。
But as you see other brothers and sisters just growing in their faith, you're kind of wondering like, why do I not grow?
你会观察到，你说怎么我看见我周遭好像有一些信徒们，他们的信心成长得这么快，这么的有见证，可是为什么我自己的信心好像就不成长呢？
Why am I not changing right now?
为什么人家的生命改变，我的生命不改变呢？
Perhaps we do not realize that at those times, I've known it true in my own life, in those times, we are quenching the Spirit of God.
也许因为在你的生命当中，至少我知道在我自己的生命当中是这样的一个问题，就是呢， 我在消灭圣灵的感动。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reason why Paul's imperative here is so urgent for all of us.
弟兄姐妹，这也就是为什么保罗在这边他所分享的这一段，他所分享的神的话，他是这么的迫切，甚至好像是一个命令或指示来告诉我们。
And why the title of today's sermon is, Do you want to know the surest way to stunt your spiritual growth?
所以这就是为什么我们今天这个正道的题目，我们说你要知道一个最有效遏制你灵命成长的方式吗？
Do you want to know the surest way to stop your love for God to keep growing?
你知道如果你要让你自己不再爱神，或你对神的这个爱的热忱越来越减少的最有效的方法是什么吗？
Quench the Spirit.
那就是要消灭圣灵的感动。
Feel free to keep quenching the Spirit.
你就继续去消灭圣灵的感动。
You don't have to wonder why other brothers and sisters are growing. You have quenched the spirit in your life.
你不需要再去想为什么其他的人的灵命是这样子的成长，这样的经历神。那因为你是在遏制，或者说你是在消灭圣灵的感动。
The word for quench actually has a literal and a figurative meaning.
消灭的原文的这个意思里面，一方面是有文学上面的一个意义，但是事实上是也是有一个好像一个图案的一种方式去了解。
The literal meaning of the word is literally to pour out like a bucket of water onto fire.
字义上面的解释，这个所谓的消灭，事实上讲到的好像是有一团火，然后呢，手上拿着一桶水去把这个火浇灭。
Right, we see like a fire blazing over here. We want to put it out. We take the bucket of water, we pour it over, and all that's left is you see the smoldering ashes, and you see a bunch of like smoke coming up from under the water.
我们生了一个引火，然后现在这个火不要了，就拿了一桶水。这桶水一浇下去，我们就看见这个火不但熄灭了，然后里面的这个炭啊、柴啊，就慢慢的这个火光。这个荧光他们就慢慢的消失消灭了。
That's the literal meaning.
这个是就字义上面的一个解释，就是说如果从字典上面来查的话，这他就会说消灭是这个意思。
The figurative meaning is to stifle.
但是它所代表的这个背后的这个意义，象征的意义是什么呢？就是把它遏制。
See, that's the word that Paul uses here, to quench. Do not quench.
就是把一个事情这样掐住。所以保罗这边所讲的就是说，你不要把这个圣灵的工作掐住。
So when you see the fiery work of the Spirit in your life, do not put it out. Don't pour cold water on it. Don't try to put that out.
当你看见圣灵在你的生命里面工作，你现在对神有这样的一个热忱，不要去把圣灵的这种感动，好像去把它浇灭、浇熄。
So how and in what ways? What are the different ways that we actually quench the Spirit?
那我们人到底是用些什么样的方法我们在消灭圣灵的感动呢？
But because we're not covering every aspect of the Spirit's ministry today,
因为今天我们不是花时间把圣灵所有的工作的范围我们都讲。
In this letter for these believers,
但是至少在这一段经文里面对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们来说，
He gives one main way that we quench the Spirit.
我们至少可以看见保罗他特别提到一方面是信徒们怎么样去消灭圣灵呢？
Look at verses 19 and 20.
我们看19-20节。
Verse 19, do not quench the Spirit. Do not what? Despise prophecies.
他说 这是连结的一句话哦。他说不要消灭圣灵的感动，然后就说怎么？不要藐视先知的讲论。
Do you see that?
你们有没有看见？
If you want to quench the Holy Spirit of God,
如果你要消灭圣灵的感动，
If you want to stifle the Spirit's work,
如果你想要把圣灵的工作好像掐住，
Despise prophecies,
那就藐视先知的话语。
Despise the words that come from God.
也就是说我们藐视或忽略神的话。
Do you know what we need to really grow in our faith?
你知道我们在我们的信心灵命上面要成长的一个要素是什么？
We need this combination.
我们需要这个，这是 这个是很重要的一些这个要素。
And one of the part of the combination here is the word of God.
其中的要素之一就是神的话。
The words that come from God.
从神那边对我们而说的话。
In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 it says this.
彼得前书第二章第二节这样说。
It says, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation.
他说就像那爱慕要爱慕那纯净的灵奶像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样叫你们因此能够渐长以致得救。
It says, of course, if indeed you have already tasted that the Lord is good.
他说你们要爱慕灵奶啊但是 因为你们这是得救的人才会如此才能够 成长。
The word actually here for spiritual milk is actually logos. It is actually... 对 that's right. 第五章 right? The word actually here... Yeah, see? We can hear the word of God. We don't need to listen to me. 没关系Nagin, okay. I just throw it at that point. I just will throw it, okay? So, the word here in 1 Peter 2 verse 2, okay, everybody, like, let's focus in on this. The word for spiritual milk. Actually, we should do that one day. We should just have a whole sermon time of reading God's word and hearing it, but you know, with a person, not with a...
OK, 所以第二节里面彼得前书二章二节里面这个字讲到的灵奶属灵的奶啊、okay. 这个原文希腊文这句话事实上就是 Logos
It's the word
Logos 的翻译就是话语
So what do pure
就是神的话
what do newborn infants need? Pure spiritual milk And in this case for ChristiansYou need pure word of God.
所以就像婴孩他们需要这个纯净的奶使他们能够得到喂养成长同样的一个属神的人一个基督徒我们需要的纯净的灵奶就是我们需要神的话。
And God gives us the Holy Spirit Himself to help us understand the word and to chew the word and to digest the word.
你知道为什么神赐给我们圣灵吗？因为是圣灵才能够将神的话能够让我们解释的明白，让我们再去尝神的话的时候，因着圣灵，我们才能够把他神的话能够咀嚼出来那个味道，然后才能使他的这个这个滋润我们生命的成分才能够得到。
That's why in John 14 and 16, we're not going to turn to it, but in John chapter 14 and 16, over and over again, Jesus says, I'm going to send you the Spirit.
这也就是为什么在约翰福音14章、16章里面，我们今天不看，但是在这两章里面，主耶稣基督不断的提醒他的门徒们说，是我将要将，我会将圣灵赐给你们。
He is the Spirit of what? The Spirit of truth.
那这个圣灵，这个神的灵是什么？它是一个真理的灵。
That's the spirit of truth of the word of God.
这个真理的灵，这个所谓的真理就是神的话，因为神的话就是真理。
He is going to lead you into the truth.
圣灵是引领属于神的人进入到神的真理里面。
He will show you the truth.
他会将神的真理向你显明
And he's going to bear witness to all the things concerning me that comes from the Father.
然后呢圣灵会将关于我所有一切我的所作所为我是从父神那边所领受而来的圣灵会将这一切向你们教导
So the picture we see here is a picture that Christians are like newborn babies craving milk.
所以我们看见这个图案是不是这个图画呢就是一个基督徒就像是那个婴孩这个婴孩是想要吃奶的所以这个信徒呢就是很渴慕的要去喝这个灵奶
That baby tasted the milk
这个 baby 一尝到这个奶的味道
And it just craves the milk
他就一直不断的要这个奶
It doesn't know that the milk is going to help it grow.
这个孩子他不知道奶可以让他成长。
The baby is not saying, I need to grow.
那个婴孩不会说我需要成长了。
Its instinct is it's tasted the goodness of the mother's milk from the breast and just loves it, wants more.
对一个婴孩来说，当他初尝到这个奶的滋味，他只有一个反应，就是我要更多。
And for any new mother who has breastfed before,
那对任何的母亲来说，如果他们是喂母奶的
，It can be a frustrating process.
喂母奶事实上对很多新的妈妈来说是一个非常非常的不容易的一件事情。
All the men are looking at me like what?
很多男人我知道你们看着我，你们就说你在讲什么。
But I remember.
但是我记得。
Not because I've breastfed before.
不是因为我喂过我孩子母奶。
But I remember when my wife was a new mother.
但是我记得当我太太是一个新的妈妈时候。
And I got permission to share this.
我已经经过我太太同意才跟你们分享这个。
The first time you're a mother, and our first baby, Bethany, was so hard to feed.
那当她是刚成为妈妈的时候，我们的老大 Bethany, 她真是一个不容易喂的孩子。
You have to try to guide the baby to the milk.
就是你要给那个孩子让他找到奶在哪里。
And sometimes that baby's not that smart.
那很多时候那个婴孩事实上他们还不是很聪明。
And that baby doesn't know how to suck the right way, because you know you gotta have the right suck.
他不知道怎么样子去能够将奶吸出来。
And their lips are in the wrong position.
或者他们不知道是他们反正嘴唇的形状不正确。
And I remember Bex being so frustrated sometimes.
我记得我的太太那个时候她常常非常非常的沮丧。
And so I would go and help.
所以我是要去帮忙。
And I would help flip her mouth open.
然后我要帮忙 Bethany 把她嘴巴敲开。
And then help push the head on.
然后我要把 Bethany 推上去说你赶快喝奶啊。
And then to help her suck, and once she got to suck, she would just drink that milk and love the milk.
那她但是呢一旦她尝到了母奶的滋味以后她就停不下来了。
And so what I always saw was this beautiful picture of a mother who's sometimes so frustrated because breastfeeding is so hard.
所以我会想到对这个图案讲到的是一个婴孩去喝母乳可是我又想到事实上呢喂母乳不是一件容易的事情。
This mother is so frustrated, but because she loves her baby, she's sacrificing for her baby, and she's going to guide that baby into that pure milk that the baby needs.
这个母亲因为爱她的孩子她知道这个孩子需要喂奶所以呢虽然自己心里面是非常的沮丧或郁闷但是她看着这个孩子她就要想尽办法去让那个孩子能够吃上一点奶。
And so even as a child might be resisting sometimes, that mother's just going to guide that baby to the milk.
虽然孩子可能不是那么容易的喂可是妈妈是不断的想尽各式各样的方法就是为了要让那个孩子能够吃到一点奶。
And that's the picture of what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵的引领。
The Holy Spirit leads you to the Word of God.
圣灵要引领你到神的话里面。
The Holy Spirit will always lead you to God's Word.
因为圣灵的工作就是要引领你到神的话。
And even though sometimes you're resisting and you're difficult, you are a difficult baby, you know?
没错，有时候可能你是那个就是很顽固。或者是不懂得什么样是对自己好的那个婴儿，你知道吗？我们就是那样的婴儿。
And yet the Spirit is going to keep leading you to the truth.
可是圣灵不断的会要引领你，不断的是要鼓励你，让你去了解真理。
You know what else is very amazing?
你知道还有一个很奇妙的是什么呢
？Is that only in a mother's breast milk are there special enzymes?
只有在母乳里面才有这种很特别的一种养分。
These enzymes are so essential because they help break down the proteins and fatty acids so that the baby can digest the milk.
这个母乳里面有一种很特别的养分是怎么样呢？让这个孩子吃了母乳以后，这个母乳里面的那些蛋白质啊，其他的成分能够被这个小小的婴孩能够吸收消化。
You don't have this in formula.
这个在
you know powder
在这个奶粉里面是没有的。
You don't have this in regular you know other milk that we drink.
在其他的动物的奶里面没有这样子的一个成分。
But God made it so that the mother's breast milk has this special enzyme, all these special enzymes that will allow the baby to digest the milk and allow these proteins and fatty acids to help it grow.
但是神在他的奇妙的创造当中，当他创造了母乳的时候呢，在这个母乳里面就有这样的一个成分，让孩子在吸收母乳的这个过程当中，有这样的一个养分，可以将里面所有的蛋白质，所有其他的这个脂肪，他们需要怎么样子去让他，让孩子能够最好的消化，最好的吸收，神都已经预备好了。
And that's what the Holy Spirit does.
圣灵也这样，圣灵也是如此。
The Holy Spirit helps us to digest the truth.
圣灵让帮助我们能够消化真理。
Spirit helps us to understand it and apply it.
圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够明白真理，并且我们能够去应用真理。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
在哥林多前书第二章，
you see this concept.
我们看见这样的一个观念。
In verse 12 and 13,
第十二节和十三节。
For those of you who are in Christ, those of you who are Christians, it says,Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God.
这里面讲到的是一个属神的人，也就是说已经是成为神的儿女的人。他说我们所领受的不是世上的灵，乃是从哪里来的灵？从神来的灵。
Mm-hmm.
所以呢，我们能够知道神开恩所赐给我们的事。
And we, verse 13, impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting, listen, spiritual truths to those who are spiritual.
接着十三节他说，并且我们今天讲话，讲说这些事情，我们用的不是人的智慧所指教的言语，我们用的是怎么样啊？是用圣灵所指教的言语，讲属灵的话，解释属灵的事。
For many years before I knew Christ, when I read the Bible, I don't understand it.
在我认识主之前，许多的时间，我读神的话，我读圣经，我不完全了解。
Only until after I put my faith and trust in Jesus, and God gave me the Spirit, that I begin to understand. God, Your Word is so amazing.
一直等到了我认识了主，当我被拯救之后，有了救恩，我看了神的话，我现在了解了。我说，原来神啊，原来这是你的真理，原来这是你要教导我的。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，您看见了吗？
We're a church that preaches and teaches the Word of God.
今天我们的教会，我们是教导神的话，我们是尊重神的话。
We're going to encourage as pastors to encourage you to read and study God's Word.
作为牧人，我们很重要的一个工作就是我们要鼓励弟兄姐妹们，我们要去读，我们要去了解，我们要去认识神的话。
But why is it that some of us are not growing sometimes?
为什么我们当中有些弟兄姐妹会问，为什么我们的灵命没有成长？
You hear it preached.
我们有在听。
You actually sit down to read it and study God's Word.
甚至我们会查经，或者我们自己会有读圣经的习惯。
But you need to have the Spirit. You must have the Spirit. You must not quench the Spirit to allow you to digest it and apply it and empower you in your life.
但是圣灵的工作是必须要的，你一定要有圣灵，你一定要有圣灵的感动，你一定要不去消灭圣灵的感动。所以当你接触到神的话的时候，不论是你是听到的时候，不论是读经的时候，这些神的话才会对你有用。
You have to have the combination of the Word of God and the powerful Holy Spirit.
这两个要素是一定要同时存在的，就是什么？你要有神的话，然后你要有圣灵的引领。
So how do you quench the spirit?
所以怎么样消灭圣灵的感动呢？
Easy.
很简单。
How do you not grow in your faith?
你要怎么样子来 不在灵命当中信心里面成长呢？
It's very easy.
很简单呢。
Keep listening to the word of God.
你可以继续去听神的话。
Just keep hearing it and just keep dismissing it.
但是只要听就好了，听就好了，然后听完了就忘了它。
But if you want to grow, that's our second point today.
但是你如果要成长的话，现在就是今天的第二点了。
If you want to keep growing in your faith,
如果你要在你的灵命里面，你如果要在信心上面要成长，
don't just keep hearing and dismissing the word of God.
不可以只是去听，然后听了之后就把它忘了。
Often when we encounter something in God's word that doesn't fit our way of life,
很多时候的确我们读神的话，我们会觉得跟我们现实我们生活里面所面对的情形好像不太吻合。
But that happens a lot, right?
事实上也许经常是如此。
You see something in God's word, you're like, wow, that's another level, that's not me.
我们读圣经看了看了看了，然后就说这个圣经里面所描述的太高超了，我做不到。
But the Spirit will actually convict you and encourage you and inspire you.
可是你知道圣灵在那个时候他会鼓励你，他会打动你，他会激励你。
But then again, you just dismiss it.
可是呢，我们就刻意的我们去忽略它。
You say, ah, that's not for me.
你就说这个呢，我就说它不适合我。
That only works for people who are super Christians.
那可能这一节经文呢是适合于超级信徒的身上。
And I just don't think I'll reach that level of faith.
那我自己承认，我永远的信心是达不了那个标准了。
That is one of the most common ways to quench the Spirit of God.
我跟你们讲，这样的一个态度啊，这个态度就是人最常用来消灭圣灵的感动的一个借口。
When you hear the word of God and the Spirit is doing a fiery work in your heart,
你听到了神的话，圣灵在你的心中这个感动你，激励你，你心中有那团火。
And you say, Nehemiah is like this.
然后你就说，哦，尼西米，真的，他就是这样一个神人。
And you think, wow, he must be at another level.
那他真是一个超级信徒。
But the Spirit saying, your life should look like that.
但是圣灵就说你就是也可以有这样的经历，也可以有这样的生活的。
And I'm going to empower you to be like that.
圣灵说我可以赐给你力量，让你也能够过这样子的一个信心的生活。
Do not quench the Spirit.
那我们不要消灭圣灵的感
动。Don't just look at the word of God and say, forget it.
你不要看了神的话，感动之后你说还是别太认真的去看它吧。
Don't dismiss the word of God.
不要忽略，说不要把神的话当成耳边风。
Right, so that's what it means to despise prophecies.
这个就是二十节所谓的藐视先知的话语。
Although prophecies are both proclamation and prediction,
对，因为我们讲到先知的事工，他们口里所讲出来的话，他们的所谓的这个讲论，包括两方面，一方面是他们讲未来的事情，但是呢，同样他们是讲到他们从神里面领受而来，他们需要宣告的事情。
The vast majority of the time in the Bible, prophecies are referring to proclamation.
事实上，甚至当我们在看圣经的时候，我们在看先知的先知书的时候，绝大部分先知所讲出来的话是他们的宣告。
And so in that case, Paul is saying, don't despise the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God.
所以事实上保罗也就是神的灵借着保罗所要告诉我们的就是我们不要去藐视或去忽视神的话。
Don't despise it.
但是他是特别讲说你不要去藐视它。
This word is almost like don't look down on the word of God.
这个藐视的意思是什么？就是说你不要把神的话的传讲好像去小看它。
Have you ever heard something in the Word of God that's so convicting and so powerful?
你有没有曾经听到神的话的时候呢？你觉得真的是就扎入你的心中。
And this loud voice of conviction, that's the Holy Spirit convicting you.
那个时候你听见的那时候感受，你觉得这个感受是这么的强烈，你知道那是圣灵的工作吗？
But by Monday,
可是呢，过了一天，
as reality sets in,
周一了，我们要面对现实生活。
Instead of asking the Holy Spirit to empower you to live that out,
我们不但不去圣灵的面前祈求，问圣灵说，请你赐给我力量，将我所听到的，将我所学到的，能够活出来。
Instead of doing that,
可是呢，
you just ignore the Holy Spirit.
我们反而是怎么样？我们就忽略了圣灵。
You ignore that prompting, that conviction that you received.
昨天我们所听见神的话，我们感受到的这个 强烈的信息，我们已经把它忘了。
Instead of saying yes, you say no.
我们不但没有说好，我们反而说我不愿意。
You say no, God, I won't do this.
你说神啊，我不愿意这样子做。
This is despising the word of God.
这个叫做藐视神的话。
This is quenching the Holy Spirit.
这个叫做消灭圣灵的感动。
An attorney once said that one of the worst emergencies in a car is having your brakes fail.
那曾经有一个律师他这样说，他说在行车的时候，最严重的一种紧急事故当中呢，就是你的刹车失灵。
Most of the time,
绝大部分的时候
it's actually not the manufacturer's fault.
这个并不是车厂或制造商的错。
It is more common that people fail to maintain the condition of their brakes.
事实上呢，刹车失灵最主要的一个因素呢，是因为驾车的人或车主啊，他忘了去维修。
Because a lot of times, you know, you'll hear that sound coming from your car.
你有没有听过你的这个从轮胎那边部位发出来的这个响声？
You'll hear a very high-pitched sound when you brake.
那个你踩刹车的时候，你听见就是一个很高频率、很尖锐的一个声音。
And you'll hear that, and it bothers you.
那你听见了那个声音，那当然这个声音是很刺耳的。
It's supposed to bother you.
你知道那个声音他们设计的刺耳就是要帮助你的。
It's supposed to bother you so much that you go and do something about it.
因为是这么的刺耳，这么的让你烦心，所以你每次一开车，你就要想说，我需要去把这个事情处理一下。
It means that your brakes need to be replaced.
因为这个声音啊，刺耳的声音的意思就是一个警笛，等于说是一个警笛，告诉你你要去修你的这个保养你的刹车了。
But instead of responding to that sound,
但是呢，你不但你就是不去你不去想说为什么车子发了这个声音。
Many people learn to ignore the sound.
那绝大部分的人是怎么样呢？他们学习去学习听不见这个声音。
You'll keep driving, right?
你继续开。
You hear that brake?
你刚踩刹车，你听见那个声音。
You hear that sound? You're going to turn up the music.
然后就把你的音响开大声音。
Or I'll do that later.
或者你就告诉自己，我听见这个声音，那我下次我再去做保养。
And this attorney said that the brakes not only fail oftentimes, but this many people have died in a given year because the brake failure has caused a deadly accident.
那这个律师他就讲了，事实上你如果看统计数字的话，你就会发现不但刹车失灵是在这个汽车紧急事故里面是最经常发生的一件事情，最容易被忽略的，同时它是因为刹车失灵而致使这个行车的事故甚至人丧失生命的一个最大的一个因素之一。
All because people start learning how to ignore the sound.
那这为什么汽车的这么多的事故，为什么这么多人丧失生命，只是因为人开始学习去忽略这个刹车的警告声。
Brothers and sisters, that's just a car.
弟兄姐妹，我们讲的只是车子而已。
Far be it from us that we would start learning how to ignore the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们开始学习忽略圣灵的声音呢，我们会变成什么样的情形？
You see, those Old Testament prophets,They knew how good it was to have the Holy Spirit.
旧约的先知们，他们在看见未来的时候呢，神让他们看见有圣灵是多么的美好。
And when Jesus came, the Messiah came, he ushered in the new covenant.
当主耶稣基督，神的弥赛亚来到这个世上的时候，当他把神的新的跟人所立的新的这个约定，当他成就的时候
，And one part of that new covenant.Was that God gave us Himself to dwell in us?
这个新神与人立的这个新的约定当中的一部分，就是神的灵将要进入世界，到属神的人的生命当中。
Do you want to grow spiritually?
你想要在神的生命信心上面能够成长吗
？I want to keep growing spiritually.
我愿意。
Why do some people keep growing and other people do not?
为什么我们会看见有些基督徒的信心是这样子的，不断的飞跃的，这个奔驰的长进，而有些人却是怠惰的不动呢？
Let's keep learning to say yes to the Holy Spirit.
让我们不断的学习向圣灵说，我愿意。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you for the precious wisdom and gems that we find in your word.
我们为这你话语里面你所赐给我们的这些珍宝，我们献上感谢。
And we thank you that it's your Holy Spirit that actually leads us to the word and helps us to understand it and live it.
主，你让我们明白，我们若要了解你的真理，要了解你的话语，原来这都是圣灵的事工。求主你帮助我们，让我们能够聆听圣灵，顺服圣灵，使我们能够在生活当中能够行出你所交代给我们的心意。
Let us be a people, as the scripture says in Romans and Galatians, that we would know how to walk and keep in step with the Spirit.
主，你让我们就像罗马书，就像加拉太书里面所讲的，我们要学习如何的能够顺着圣灵而行。
Thank you, Father, so much for your gift of yourself to us.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你将你自己献了，你将你自己赐给了我们，使我们能够蒙福。
You gave us Jesus to die for our sins.
你将主耶稣基督赐给我们，为了我们的罪而赐了我们。
And when Jesus returned to you,
当主耶稣基督回到你那里的时候，
You gave us the Spirit yourself to forever be with us.
你将你的灵，你将圣灵赐给我们，而这个你所赐的灵却是会将是与我们同在，直到永远。
Let us not neglect the Spirit of God.
求主你帮助我们，让我们不会去忽略圣灵的声音。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.